shall fill my heart. Then I will bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, oh my God, how great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. How
All right, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. We're going to go ahead and get started because we've got a big day today. I have several recordings that I'm going to play for you guys today. It is going to sound a little newsish because it's a warning that I need you guys to hear of what is coming. And it's going to be mixed with some prophecy that I'm going to play for you from Christina Beadsworth. And we're going to kind of see the big picture that is unfolding before our eyes. Because what is happening right now is a battle which they're trying to present to society is a battle between the freedom farce and the technocrats, you know, Elon versus Steve Bannon, Trump's original supporters type of deal. It looks like there's a battle going on. And you need to know about this because the Freedom Forest is working really heavy, and I believe it's going to be increased in the coming days to try to convince society to go over to the individual sovereignty. Now, the Freedom Forest, they're the ones that have been pushing people into personal sovereignty, I guess you would say it, where they're wanting people to pay tens of thousands of dollars to become their own sovereign nation of their self. Basically, where they leave the United States and they attach to something else and they become sovereign, they don't have to pay taxes anymore, yada yada. But it's all a deception, so I'm going to try to present that to you guys today so that you'll be ready for this in the coming days, because this is kind of going to be coming on the global stage, I believe, where you have, because we know what's going to happen with Trump, you know, and they're trying to get people to do social justice. It's hard to explain. You'll have to hear the recording that me and Pastor made for you guys this morning. But I do feel like I need to warn you guys because this will be affecting your family, your children, because they're going to try to get them involved and get people to want to make their states sovereign. You know, I've already told you guys this about, we actually just discovered this, I think, on the news a couple of weeks ago, where they're trying to make every state a separate state and where you become sovereign within yourself. And so this is the way that they're trying to do it, and I'm going to reveal that to you guys today. And then we're going to look at that prophetically as to what Christina said the end of December when she warned us about what is coming with Trump and the price that would be paid with his supporters. And basically, it all boils down to this. Do you guys remember when I told you that the snake would be eating the tail? That's what's happening with Trump. It's kind of like a Hitler deal where he's going to turn on his people. It's the same way Hitler did, you know, with the Third Reich and all that kind of stuff. So basically, we're seeing this coming forth, but I do want to give you a little word first, and then we're going to go into this because it's going to be a little while for you to listen and decipher. If you can't stay with us this morning and you need to listen later, it is being recorded. But this is very, very important for you guys to hear this, okay? All right, now, the word that I have for you this morning is actually in Psalm 89. Psalm 89. And I'm only going to read the first eight scriptures. Lord, we just thank you so much for your word this morning. And we thank you, Lord, too, for your warning and your preparation of your people, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the guidance that you have given us, Lord. You are so worthy to be praised, Lord, because we know that you are going to take care of us. Like yesterday in our prayer call, how all these people kept giving their word that you had given them, Lord. And it was like precept upon precept upon precept. Yesterday of you letting us know that you are going to take care of us. There is absolutely no doubt in our mind on this Thursday morning, March the 6th, that we are in your hand, that we are going to be taken care of no matter what the enemy may bring. And we thank you, Lord, that today we're getting some knowledge with wisdom about some of these things coming. We worship and praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, today, I do have the prayer call this morning. I have the Bible study at 1. And then I have the fireside chat tonight, which I encourage everyone listening to be a part of that. That's where we'll give away prizes and probably talk about what's being revealed today and all kinds of stuff. So tonight is a family fun night, basically. Okay, so let's start off with the scripture. In Psalm 89, it says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. You know, yesterday I met with my daughter and had a beautiful, beautiful mother-daughter frou-frou day. We got our nails done. I got my hair cut finally after 2 years. but we had a beautiful girly girl day, and we went to lunch and got to talk and talk and talk for hours. And she asked me about what I believe about Trump. And I was like, because, you know, I had it fully in my heart. I'm not going to go into politics. You know what I mean? But the fact that she asked, you know, God gave me the grace to be able to answer her and to try to put it to where she can swallow it. It's just so much, you know. And she told me, she goes, I can tell you just know so much, but I'm trying to hold back. But the point is that I did make it known to my generation, you know, my daughter, how very happy I am, and you know, how much I love Dennis and how happy I am in the ministry, that everything's going well here, you know, type of deal. But it was really, really nice. I just want to thank all of you guys. This is a good answer to our prayers. We have been praying about this for a year now. ever since we started these prayer calls, we have been praying about the relationship with my daughter. And now God has answered that, and I just feel so good and fulfilled as a woman, as a mother. And it was also nice to have Dennis praying for us while I was gone. You know, he's like, take as much time as you need. You know, he's like, you do whatever you got to do. This is your dream come true day. And it sure was. So I just want to thank you guys for praying with me and stuff, because it really blessed me. Okay, so let's go to verse 2. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah, which means like think on these things, you know. And the heavens shall praise your wonders, O Lord. You know, Dennis come in last night from the middle of the night and he had taken the dogs out to pee. And he come back in, he said, man, the stars are beautiful tonight. And out of my sleep, this is what I said. Oh, so the Lord is testifying tonight, huh? Bam, in your face, devil. We know how God is. Because God spoke to us last week, you know, that he is testifies. His earth is his testimony. So that's what I'm going to say from this point forward. God is really testifying today with his beauty of his stars and stuff. Anyways, and the heavens shall praise your wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Amen. Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto you, or to the faithfulness round about you? Amen. Who is better than our God? No one. There's no one like our God. Amen. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and take us on a journey. So all of you that just signed in, let me tell you what's happening. This morning, I've got several recordings, and I'm going to have to do all this in one recording, so it's going to take 2 or 3 hours. Okay, so if you can't stay the whole time, just come back and listen later. Because I have to get this on an official recording. Okay, now we're going to listen to Christina Beadsworth's word that she gave at the end of the year about the big bang that's going to happen the first part of 2025. Okay, and I believe this is what's happening now. And then we're going to listen to a second recording that she did right after that, which was kind of a one that we have listened to, and then a part two. And then I'm going to play a recording that Dennis and I did this morning that's an opinion of Catherine Fitz, which is a Freedom Forest type of, I think she's like a doctor of the economy type of deal. But I want you to hear what the Freedom Forest is saying. And I do give my analysis alongside her instructions to society. Okay. And I was listening to this morning, and I was thinking, you know, I give God praise that he has given me the discernment that he has. I really do. Because this is why I was so scared to give up the news. Because I see the farce like this happening, and I don't see anybody else interpreting it. You know, and that's a pretty scary thought. You know, because these people, so I'm just grateful that you guys will give me the leniency to be able to give these very important cataclysmic shifts in society that's taking place in moments like this. So that's what I'm going to show you this morning, and so that you'll be able to pay attention to what's happening on the global scene. And then you'll hear my analysis alongside what they want society to do at this moment. So that way you'll have their opinion, which is the globe's opinion, and then you'll have my assessment, and you'll be able to decide. But everybody needs to hear this, even if you have to leave early today. Okay, so let's go ahead and start off with Christina Beadsworth's word that she had at the end of the year about what is coming in the beginning of 2025. So let me pull that up here. Because to me, God gave me this wisdom and insight for a reason. And so I'm still a watchman, even though I'm not focusing, you know, 7 or 10 hours a day on doing the news. My heart is more towards ministry now. And I hate even, like, watching Trump the other night was just, it's just not in me anymore. It's just such a farce. It's like, I'd rather spend this time in the Word. You know what I mean? But I want to be with you guys just so I can interpret what happens. All right, so here we go.
Hello, my precious brothers and sisters. It's been quite some time since I released a podcast. We have been going through a considerable trial as a family. Those who are on my Telegram channel know about it, but I will be releasing another message probably tomorrow for my email subscribers, just to share what the Lord has been doing and showing me through that trial. But this message that I'm going to share today is something different, and the Lord has instructed me that I need to do it. I have an urgency to release this message, and I know it will be a bitter pill for some in the body.
Okay, let me pause here and say that this that she's saying is dated December 27th. Okay, so it's right before the new year.
It is ahead. I release this now from a position of watchman, knowing that as I do so, the blood of any will not be on my hands. Remember, none of...
Please don't tell me you can't hear it. No, I cannot turn her volume up. Oh, y'all can't hear it? That's as loud as I can get it. I mean, if I did that, I'd have to do it on another day. I'd have to do all this on another day. Because I'd have to do the audio up on all of it. Which means I'd have to download it, change the audio, upload it. I'm sorry, Carla. I hate that. Okay, but let me make sure everybody else can hear it. Somebody text me, let me know. Okay, so you can hear it. Thank you, Monica. All right, so let's go back to it. Here we go.
I ask you humbly to take it before the Lord. Lay down the framework of your own understanding and ask the Spirit of Truth if this is something that you should heed. A few weeks ago, I was shown a series of scenes. In the first scene, I saw a whole lot of wholesome-looking people. They had checkered red shirts, or some had other colors, but jeans. Some were clutching Bibles and waving American flags. They were both men and women, clean-living, decent-looking folk. Some had MAGA red caps on. They looked happy, positive, and upbeat, and they stood in a group associated with each other. There was a sense of celebration amongst them. In the next scene, I saw a large net was now lying over this group of people, and it was pulled closed on one end, and I heard the word dragnet. In the third image, the people were bundled up in the net, and it was connected to a red train engine, so that the net full of people took the place of where the train carriages would normally be. And Donald Trump was the engine driver. I knew this was the Trump train. And he was driving along the large flat top of a high area with mountains in the background. There were no bumps or valleys or inclines in his path, so it was smooth traveling all the way. And the people in the net were being dragged along behind him quite smoothly. Then I saw that he was driving the engine to the edge of a cliff at quite a speed, and as he got there, he bailed out of the engine, throwing himself to one side and saving himself. And the train and the contents of the full net went over the cliff. So I felt I needed to look up the word dragnet. What are the characteristics of a dragnet? It is a weighted, wide net that is positioned without the awareness of the fish in the water. And then the ends are pulled during a forward movement, catching and imprisoning all the fish in the net as it is dragged along. The fish symbol has represented believers since the days of the early church. A dragnet is a strategic, large-scale fishing tool. It requires more than one person to position it and bring the drawing together of both sides of the dragnet so that all the fish can be caught. It is stealth fishing in operation and is used to get a large catch in one operation. This series of images is a strong warning from the Lord that what is unfolding is part of the enemy's plan to ensnare believers specifically. Trump was described as a touchstone to me by the Lord in 2020 when he originally came to power. A touchstone is a black stone that reveals the quality and authenticity of a gold or silver vessel. In other words, this man is being used by the Lord to test the hearts of believers in America and the rest of the world. The touchstone was used around 1900 BC and earlier for testing the purity of soft metals, and it was also used in ancient Greece. It allowed anyone to easily and quickly determine the purity of a metal sample. This in turn led to the widespread adoption of gold as a standard of exchange. Although mixing gold with less expensive materials was common in coinage, using a touchstone made sure one could easily determine the quality and quantity gold in the coin and thereby calculate its intrinsic worth. Drawing a line with gold on a touchstone will leave a visible trace, and because different alloys of gold have different colors, the unknown sample can be compared to samples of known purity. And this method has been used since ancient times. The vessel that looks gold or silver comes into contact with the touchstone, and the mark it leaves as it touches the touchstone reveals the quality of the gold or the silver vessel. And what's important is that good light is needed to use a touchstone. In the transcript of this message, I'm going to put links to using a touchstone, and there will be a photograph of a touchstone in operation. In the case of silver vessels, for instance, pewter has a proportion of silver, but it also has other metals, and therefore pewter will leave a different color on the touchstone to pure silver. So let's return to the word dragnet. How is the dragnet being used to ensnare all the fish? The dragnet is carefully constructed and woven to make it strong. I would suggest that what comprises the dragnet, which I saw in my vision, the one that is attached to the train engine, are the various statements of intent and policy that Trump made during his campaign and is now making, having won the election before his second presidency begins in January. His words present him as being very supportive of conservative and Christian causes, pro-life, pro-Christian influence in schools and community life, anti-woke, pro-stability and prosperity for the American people. Who wouldn't want to support him in comparison with the alternative, which has manifested its fruit over the last 4 years? Just remember that in the case of a dragnet, the fish are happily swimming along, completely unaware that there is a net being cast behind them, and pretty soon its ends will be drawn together successfully and dragged along, ensuring all those fish are in the death trap. Be aware also that the engine driver knows he is driving straight towards a cliff edge, and he has no intention of experiencing the same fate as those fish. He saves himself and leaves them to their destruction at the last moment. He has done his job, cast the net, and established the momentum to finish what he was instructed to complete. I am warning you, beloved, by the Spirit of the Lord, to urgently get out of the path of the net as fast as you can. How? Repent first of putting your trust in a man, of seeing a man of flesh as the answer to all your nation's problems. Sever in the Spirit anything you have said or done that has put you in the path of the strategically manufactured and placed dragnet. For example, labeling yourself as part of MAGA or a die-hard Trump supporter. Do not sign up by the words of your mouth to be the part of the deceptive organizations of men. It has been said, I'm not sure by whom, that politics and two opposing political parties are the two wings of the same dirty bird. Did you know that MAGA, M-A-G-A, is the name of the fifth and highest level of membership of the Church of Satan? This is what I found from Wikipedia, of all places. Members of the third through fifth degrees constitute the priesthood and may be addressed as reverend, although the titles of magister, magistrat, and magus, maga are more often used when referring to members of the fourth and fifth degrees respectively. So maga is connected to the fifth degree of the Church of Satan. There is a reason why this acronym is being used for the Trump train, and many believers are unwittingly joining themselves to that which has been crafted for their destruction and delusion by Satan. After repenting, please break every form of witchcraft, hex, and mind-controlled veil over your mind and spirit by the power of the name of Jesus. Get rid of your MAGA memorabilia. That acronym was put on a cap that covers your mind for a reason. Ask for the deliverance that only the blood of the true Savior provides, and then flee to the name of Jesus for protection. Never slavishly follow any man, no matter how wonderful he seems to be as he speaks and acts. We are in the end times, beloved, and you need to ask for your discernment to be heightened and sharpened. Pray and ask for any veil over your spiritual eyes to be removed. You need to be able to see clearly in these days. this man is being used to test your quality as a vessel in the Lord's hands. Are you made of pure gold or silver, or do you contain a high level of impurity, mixture? And please be aware that the owner of Tesla and Starlink appearing at a rally, dressed all in black with a black MAGA hat and declaring himself to be dark MAGA, is a blatant demonstration of what this association of these two men is about. Don't be involved in politics, beloved. We're in a time where you must be citizens of another kingdom, seeking the good and the furtherance of that kingdom. There's too much deception in politics. The woman who babysat this particular dark MAGA man as a child was told he would be used to bring in the mark of the beast. He also appears to be a champion of conservative causes in these days, in spite of wearing a Baphomet costume with an upside-down cross on his chest at Halloween a while back. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says this: Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light, so it is not surprising if his servants also masquerade as ministers of righteousness, but their end will correspond with their deeds. Wake up, beloved. Update your understanding of the times. Do not allow your precious soul to be indoctrinated and ensnared. Understand what danger you are in and how you are being lulled to sleep by persuasive speech and a carefully crafted witchcraft plan. Do not put your faith in the promises of men. I would even suggest that the horrific leadership of the last 4 years in this great country was devilishly designed to drive believers into the arms of the alternative candidate. Consider the possibility that your prayers for Trump to win the election may have been playing into the hands of the coming Antichrist. Remember that God's people cried out for a king, and so he gave them Saul, but Samuel had a warning for them. And we find it in 1 Samuel 8, verse 10. So Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who asked of him a king. And he said, These will be the ways of the king who shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them to his chariots and to be his horsemen and to run before his chariots. He will appoint them for himself to be commanders over thousands and fifties, and some to plow his ground and reap his harvest and make his implements of war and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take your fields, your vineyards and your olive orchards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. He will take a tenth of your grain and of your vineyards and give it to his officers and to his servants. He will take your men and women servants and the best of your cattle and donkeys and put them to his work. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and you yourselves shall be his slaves. In that day you will cry out because of your king you have chosen for yourselves, but the Lord will not hear you then. Wow. So this king that they're calling out for will steal their sons and daughters from them, appropriate all their wealth, all their property, all their harvest, and make them slaves. That's horrifically sobering. So, beloved, always pray for the will of God to be done. Do not pray based on your own assessment of situations, because you may have had a veil thrown over your eyes during the recent election campaign. Only ever give glory and honor to God, and know there is a huge level of deception in the earth at present. His church is at the threshing floor, and the tribulum is going to separate the wheat from the chaff. Proverbs 6 verse 5 says, Deliver yourself as a roe or gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Remember also that it was by craft that the Pharisees killed Jesus. They wove a plot and carried out a wily, deceitful operation to successfully capture and condemn him to death. Mark 14 verse 1 says, after 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. Craft is the Greek word G1388. It means a trick, bait, figuratively wiles, craft, deceit, guile, and subtlety. The body of Christ is presently being ensnared unto death by this carefully constructed dragnet of craft or witchcraft, especially in the USA. Remember what MAGA means. Just as they used craft to put Jesus to death, so those who serve Satan will use craft to capture and put the body of Christ to death. Be aware also that craft is part of the modus operandi of the one who will destroy the holy people in Daniel chapter 8. Verse 23, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding, dark sentences shall stand up. This word for dark sentences comes from a root word meaning to tie a knot. Aren't fishing nets made by tying knots? It goes on, Daniel 8:24, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice and destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policies also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Am I saying that Trump is the Antichrist? No, I am not. But remember that craft and guile and deceit will be used to roll out the red carpet for the Antichrist to walk in on. The engine driver is just pulling and delivering his cargo to the destination that he has been told to, without ending up there himself. And it takes a number of people to position a dragnet and to bring the ends of it together. Beloved, I saw three scenes. A happy, wholesome, American, MAGA-supporting crowd. A net positioned and pulled together with a catch inside and hooked up to a red train engine driven by the incoming president of USA. And thirdly, that leader bailing out of the swiftly moving engine as it took its haul over the edge of a cliff. The Spirit of the Lord is warning his beloved people to disentangle themselves before the net is completely closed. You do not have much time. Selah.
Okay, so there's that one, and then there's a few notes I want to say about that. Is when she talked about, him preparing that dragnet, let's talk about what he's done since he's been in office. Just a month now, he has signed hundreds of executive orders where he is in a hurry. Okay, so if her assessment is right, you know, where he is driving this bus to lead the people that they want to trap over the cliff. Now, we know this part is true, that the people that are being trapped is the conservatives and the church. Now, for this end time scenario, this is what they want to do. They're not going after the liberals. They already have them. They're going after the ones who are in the image of God. This is why he brought in the V, because If it was not for him, the church would not have taken it. He got 70% of them. That's a huge percentage of the church. So now, when you hear her talk about, you know, the jewels and how they're after, you know how he talks about mining all the time, they're going after all the minerals. Now I see that he's coming after us as minerals. Because, see, in the cryptocurrency, what they're doing is they are mining the human body to death. Not only are they mining the world, where they're taking all the minerals and stuff, you know, all the countries, like he was saying about Ukraine. He wants Ukraine because of their minerals. He wants Gaza because of their minerals. You know, this is where they're going to put smart cities and whatnot. But in the human body, you know, this is what I've told you as well, is a part of his space force. And so that's a part of digging for jewels. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Think about that video game called Minecraft. That's all it is. Minecraft is digging, 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 digging. You know, when you look at, what do they call that? You know, where they're digging for data. That's what they're doing in the human body. See, the Wild Wild West, and I know this is very deep, but you guys that have been with me understand this terminology. In the Wild Wild West, I've been watching a lot of Westerns with Dennis, and it's helped me to have a lot better understanding of what happened to our country back then in the Wild Wild West days versus what is happening right now, because this world of the metaverse is the Wild Wild West. And this is why they're all going crazy the way they are, because they're in uncharted territory. This has never been done. And they want to rule the world in this AI metaverse. But the problem is that it's all Luciferian in nature. This is why the church cannot cross over into Web 3 or whatnot. Now, let's go back to her words. So she talked about that we as Christians need to sever in the spirit any allegiance we've made to Trump through the MAGA, which is the fifth degree of Satanism. We need to break every form of witchcraft. So let's go ahead and take care of that. And then she talked about, what are we made of gold or silver? You know, we are gold. I mean, if you think about it, because we're, you know, precious to the Lord type of deal. Now, let's go ahead and pray off. Now, y'all know, you know, all the attachments I have with MAGA. I even did a MAGA revival tour. That's what the 2017. But, you know, God would not leave me alone for the whole month prior to leaving until I changed that name. It was Mega Revival, but he had me change it, and I didn't understand because I wanted to be loyal to Trump, and I wanted to do it Make America Great Again Revival, but God would not let me do it, so I had to change it to Make America Godly Again, but I still kept the Mega initials. So let's all renounce all of our associations we've had. Let's just do this together as a family. Everybody lift your hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, we ask you today, Lord, to forgive us for all of our associations with MAGA and that agenda, and with President Trump. In the name of Jesus, we renounce all allegiance to MAGA and our voting process for voting that in. We renounce our involvement in this end time scenario and our role in it. And we ask you to forgive us, Lord. We recognize today that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are our most holy God. In Jesus' name, amen. A couple of other things I want to say about her word with other things that I know is, okay, she said that she saw the mega hats on. They were celebrating, and he jumped off before it went off a cliff. Went off the cliff. Now, when you hear this recording that I'm about to play, the one I did this morning of Catherine Fitz's analysis of what's happening right now with my analysis on top of that, when you hear this, you will see as well the battle that's going on within the Republican ranks, okay, over Trump. There's a battle going on over Trump. And when Trump talks about going to Fort Knox, this is what he's doing right now. He's talking about going to Fort Knox to see what gold is at Fort Knox, which is part of this exposing and revealing that maybe there's not even gold there, that our country is completely bankrupt or whatever, you know, they're going to try to stay out of it. I believe that the gold at Fort Knox is us. And I'm kind of saying this prophetically this morning. When you think of the bigger picture of Fort Knox, how do we use that word? We say, well, that's like Fort Knox. That security is as strong as Fort Knox. You know, we say it in jest that Fort Knox is the ones you cannot break. That you cannot, you know, it's the strongest fortitude, you know. I think it's us. The other 30% of the remnant that has not folded, maybe even 10%. They're saying 90% has now. So let's even say the 10% of the remnant that's left that has not folded, refuses to bend, refuses to take the CRISPR, refuses to become a transgender. Not transgender, but transhuman. We could be that Fort Knox. You know, the ones that are very hard to break, that they may have to use other measures to break us. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm saying this very seriously. So she did say that she believes he's digging for gold for Christians, and I believe that as well. Okay, so now I'm going to play you my assessment of Catherine Fitz's assessment, which was done, she did it in a very professional way, of what she sees happening right now with Stargate and Trump's administration, Elon, and all that other stuff. You need to hear this because she is working with the Freedom Forest, that is the Clay Clark and the, you know, the RFK Jr. and all them, all that side of Trump. They're all considered the Freedom Forest. All right, so here we go. This is the New Age side of him. All right, here we go. Okay, this is an article by Catherine Fitz, Catherine Austin Fitz, of the Sololi Report, February 6th of 2025. It's called Trump Administration, Digital Control Grid Coming Together at High Speed. Now that the Trump administration has been in charge of the U.S. executive branch for 2 weeks, here is what appears to be underway. Despite the chaotic appearance
The plan being implemented is highly strategic and has been in the planning stages for quite a while. Looking through the fog of Omni-War, here is what the high-speed building of the control grid looks like so far. Digital IDs. The real ID is being supported with a strong push through the states. The immigration effort also appears to be supporting the combination of digital IDs plus biometrics. Now, I want to say this. The real ID, I don't see anything wrong with it. All it is a picture. It wasn't, as biometric as what they're asking for now on pass keys. The digital ID, I see it as what I've been explaining to you guys, part 1, 2, and 3, the jab. Okay, going to her article. Stargate data centers. The Stargate initiative involves the building of data centers sufficient to support a complete control grid and all digital monetary system. I agree. Stargate mRNA injections. The proposal for personalized mRNA vaccines for cancer and everything else indicates a plan to roll out the injection program sufficient to implement the Internet of Bodies and continue to lower life expectancy. Stargate funding also helps support the ongoing global rollout of mega vaccine factories. I am not sure how much desire to add mesh networks to our heads fits in, as I suspect that they think injections can get them most, if not all, the way, and is much easier to market injections that are good for you. Okay, I have her missing pieces. The Stargate mRNA injections is what I'm telling you. It's part one. That is the flu vaccine, the COVID vaccine, any vaccine from this point forward is the way I see it. So anything that's mRNA is the base. When she says Stargate, think about it like this. Think about the, I told you guys that his space force is this. It's the inside as well of the human. So, as far as Musk wanting to do the mesh networks to our heads, when they go in, they're a part of the mesh. That is that. Because then they become a node, they have an IMEI number, and then they become a part of the patent, the U.S. patent, the Microsoft 060606. Okay, now, her next point. Switching fiscal control to central banks. The Doge takeover of Treasury payment systems, combined with the purge of the civil service, is designed to end congressional control of fiscal flows and policies. This leaves the New York Fed and global central bankers in complete control of the fiscal line. Isn't that sad? As a practical matter, Musk and his team and whatever private companies and foreign governments are now sharing those data have replaced the executive branch and Congress in terms of control and operation on the fiscal side of government. So Musk is operating as titular Doge in the Venetian sense. As Steve Bannon rightly points out, see what I mean? Musk and Silicon Valley could not care less about the American people. We might as well start calling Musk President Musk. Okay, so according to her, they're taking over the payment systems, and she believes in what Steve Bannon is saying, that Musk and Silicon Valley crew could not care less about the American people. Well, he is right. Well, I guess I agree with him on that as well. But this switching things over to central bankers, I'm not sure I agree with that. Because, remember, they're going decentralized. So I'm not sure I agree with this point that she's making. Because what Elon is doing is he is getting all of the data to where everything is deregulated so that they can be global. So that they can be upon the global grid, the global AI. So I do believe that they have replaced the executive branch in Congress. I agree with her in that. But I believe that it's bigger than the way she's presenting it here. The takeover of treasury payment systems and all that is for the global ID, which is part 1, 2, and 3. But she does go into the next part, which is what I've pointed out right there. Social credit system. It looks like the Doge takeover of systems is setting up the infrastructure to start a social credit system as well, using federal payments. Hate crime accusations and entrapments are designed to assist here. This is what I was telling you guys. The social credit score is where they're going to be able to narc and turn people in for credit. But it's all where society will force people to comply. That's the social credit score. So the universal income coming. Okay, so the social credit system, what he's getting it ready for is, remember I told you part 1, 2, and 3 of the global ID, that's part 2. Social credit score and then the carbon credit score. Now, let's go to the next. Oh, going back to the hate crime accusations and entrapments. Remember that dream that I told you guys about where the guy met me in the mall and told me that I had been turned in as a hate crime, and a hologram come over their head with all the people that had signed the document against me, all my haters. This is that. That's the social credit system. Okay, crypto push. The testing of an all-digital transaction system continues using private crypto. While a regulatory framework for crypto is being put in place, and stablecoins are being used to significantly improve the dollar's ability to dollarize the emerging markets, any country with a weak currency that finds itself up against a strong dollar will find its citizens recruited into the dollar through stablecoins, accessed through their mobile phones and related payment apps. See? I don't know if I want to say that on this recording, but it sounds like she's kind of supporting crypto right there. Because what she's not saying in here is the obvious, which is the decentralization. That is where crypto comes in. And Web 3. See what I mean? She's not mentioning that. She's saying, like, crypto is a good thing. Oh, it's just going from regular into the federalized. But what she's missing is, and maybe she don't understand, I don't know, but what she's missing is the decentralized aspect of it where it goes into the global ID. See, that's where the carbon credit score is in crypto. Because you're going to have to work it off. All right, now, here's the next aspect. The land grab. One of the big goals is to use Bitcoin, which is a Ponzi scheme. Okay, well, good. So at least she realizes that Bitcoin's not good. To swap for real assets, $500 trillion of land and minerals. as Howard Lutnick. Okay, who's Lutnick? Lutnick is the one that was with President Trump when they talked about what AI is doing. Remember him and Sam Altman? I think Lutnick was one of those. If mandated government purchases run up the price of Bitcoin, and then 2% who own 70% of Bitcoin can swap their Bitcoin for land on a secret tax-free basis, they can achieve MBT, the real core of MEGA, make billionaires trillionaires. Wow. In addition, this will achieve the shutting down of federal cash flows and credit to average people, dramatically lowering economic footprint of the average American. Climate change was not working, but plunder will. The land grab play can be done through Lutnick and the sovereign wealth funds, as well as Treasury through a Bitcoin strategic reserve. Now, this I have no opinion of, because I have no idea what she's talking about. Except that I have covered it on the news before about land grabs. So it's not anything I've ever really researched, but I do know that it is something that may be legit. So that's something we would need to look into. But I have covered it before where they say that people will be able to buy your land out from under you through Bitcoin. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, because look at what China's done and all the other countries. Now we know why they're buying all of our land is for minerals. Look at what President Trump said about Zelensky the other day. And people don't think a thing about it when he says, "I want Zelensky. I want Ukraine for the minerals." You know, because we just need more data centers and stuff. And, you know, so we need that country for its minerals. Oh, it's the same way, you know, with Greenland. Because Greenland is going to be rich. They're going to be rich, rich, rich. Why? Because they want their minerals. They're data mining the countries to death. They're killing the earth. And how the church... See, the church, I really don't believe they have a full grasp of what it is that's going on. Okay, so let's continue. Gaza genocide. Gaza genocide. To build part of the control grid, they need to move the Palestinians out to Jordan and Egypt, or continue to genocide them. It seems that there's a bit of a stall on who will take responsibility to get that done. Either way, it appears they believe that they need Gaza's land, water, oil, and gas to complete the control grid. So the Palestinians need to go. The picture is still somewhat unclear about how this would happen and how they will finish clearing out Ukraine. Okay, there's two things that y'all need to know. I don't understand either, really, what they're going to do with the people. Trump was bragging about it one day, saying that they're going to be, that other countries are just happy to bring them in. But it is really sad. But Gaza and Ukraine are both going to be smart cities. It's been in the plan for years. For Gaza, it's called Gaza 2028. So they've only got a few years to build that. So that's really the plan of it all. Okay, marketing. A wide variety of ridiculous cultural and unethical medical schemes have built up hatred to a fever pitch. 70-plus genders, transgendering kids, late-term abortions, money laundering to NGOs, and destruction of women's sports, to name a handful. Doing lots of different actions to cancel all these things is so delighting Trump supporters that they have failed to notice the shredding of the Constitution and the illegal coup. Isn't that sad? That is true. The Trump supporters cannot even see the forest for the trees. This is combined with crypto speculative profits and massive entrainment pumping through TV and the internet. Entertainment pumping through TV and the internet, likely through porn, gaming, and crypto sites, as well as TV sports, to further support the coup and inspiring the crowd to despise or ignore any liberal or person who tries to warn that DOGE's access to and use of Treasury payment systems and other actions underway are massive violations of the Constitution and laws. All you have to do is shadow ban and deride anyone who suggests that the proper response is to enforce the law. The marketing pitch is that past lawlessness justifies current lawlessness. Yep. Canceling all sorts of heinous, ridiculous, and wasteful expenditures helps promote this. There is little understanding that where the cancellation is done illegally, the courts will often reverse it, and the cost will often be more than the savings. That is what happened to the neocons during Bush 1. This is a classic neocon strategy. As the general counsel Ed Hud, later governor of Oklahoma and executive director of American Bankers Association, once said, when it was pointed out that it was illegal to abrogate a binding contract with a private enterprise, F them. By the time they win in court, we will be gone. If you know what you are doing, you can cancel all this stuff relatively quickly on a legal basis, but it does not look like that's happening. Now listen to what she is saying. The freedom-fighting community is betting big on RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard going into the administration, not understanding that they are full-on supportive of the land grab and the Gaza genocide, which are the big plays. The administration has done a great job of furthering those two picks while muzzling the freedom-fighting community that is hoping to make progress on health, food, and selected issues. The control grid and the land grab will override any progress made on those fronts unless it is stopped, which it still can be. Now, what she's saying by the freedom community, that's what I call the freedom forest. It's the other side of Trump. The freedom people, New Age doctors, all the New Age people. New Age doctors, all of the RFK Jr. connections, you know, the Clay Clark and all them freedom people. So the way she's describing it is there's a war between that side and the technocrats, which is probably true. Because, see, Steve Bannon is the freedom side. That's where he belongs. The technocrats is the Elon. And the Elon people, they are the ones working with the UN. So it is kind of a war going on that front with the UN. But I don't see it as an all-out war as I see it as this is the way they're doing it. Because they know that Trump's been pushing the Freedom City, so that's smart city. Okay, so let's move on to our next point called the weather warfare. This is one of the plunderers, aces in the hole. Weather warfare will continue to support the land grab on an ongoing basis and comes with the ability to manipulate the media, old and new, to suppress the death counts. The takeover of TikTok was necessary for this purpose. Okay, so another thing I would like to add to that about the weather warfare is this is why they have the grid built the way they have it. Big steel poles and all this is for the weather. We've talked about a lot of these big ministers that know what's coming have built their new churches like spiders. They've built them. They have built their churches and facilities, like Pastor was saying, in these domes where the wind can flow over them. So there is weather warfare, and that's what we're seeing happening with, like, North Carolina, you know, Hawaii, where they're literally, even in California when they burned all them cities down, they burn them down so they can come in and rebuild these new smart cities and stuff. That's weather warfare. Okay, so this is the last part. It's called the bottom line. This is a coup. Last June, I said on Money and Markets, must be some show, that the leaders of the push for a totalitarian control model and the central bankers had decided to take back Trump because he could deliver the conservatives into the model. Okay, this is where I disagree with her again. She's not pointing out the obvious, the decentralized world. This is all there is. This is where Freedom Force is working with the totalitarian control grid, is what she's saying. Because there's only two different worlds right now, centralized and decentralized. Decentralized is the Web 3. Centralized is the old world. Okay? So, even the Freedom Force. Okay, let's look at Mike Adams. He's the biggest one of them all that I see that's really pushing decentralized. He has decentralized TV. And this is where he is taking, you know, like all the conservatives and teaching them about what is decentralized world. So this is what I think she's missing out of this whole equation. But let's go back and listen to it from her perspective again. Okay. The leaders of the push for a totalitarian control model and the central bankers have decided to take back Trump because he could deliver the conservatives into the model. Okay, well, this is where I think they're all taking the conservatives. The Freedom Force has been taking the conservatives since 2020, when Trump got out, 2021, and they began their tours and began pushing everybody into this decentralized world. So, I think they're both working together. And then she says, what is happening now has been in the planning at least since then. Trump and Musk are simply kabuki theater. What I underestimated was at the speed in which they would proceed with a full-on coup. Oh, wait a minute. I think I know what she's saying. But in another way. Remember me telling you guys about how the snake eats the tail? This is the snake eating the tail. This is where Trump is turning on his first supporter base, just like Hitler did. Go back and study on Hitler, how his Third Reich and all that, you know, his biggest supporters in the end, he turned around and killed them all. That's what we're seeing here. This is the snake eating the tail. All them people that helped him get there. The main people that was working with him is now mowing it down and leaving them behind, basically is what she's saying. However, given that the Department of Defense and Intelligence Agency clouds have all been digitized and put in the hands of Silicon Valley, a complete re-engineering of the U.S. government through the digital system is now possible at high speed, true? One big question is how much they will cut off from the federal flows. The more federal payments you cut, the faster you can do the land grab. The cheaper the price and the faster you can force everyone into an all-digital money system. However, if you can mandate government purchases of Bitcoin, you can run the price high and keep your supporters drunk with speculative profits while you put everything else in place. The first trial balloon I heard on using Bitcoin for the land grab, a proposal to shut down all federal flows overnight. Did you hear that, Papa?
Yeah, I don't know what it all means.
She is saying that they're going to shut down everything overnight. That's when they're going to do the land grab. Okay, it was back in 2017, and it amounted to full-on shock doctrine. Solary's deep dive report for the third quarter 2024 wrap-up is on a plunder and goes through case studies of how this has been done globally. The folks who have done this in Russia, Eastern Europe, Latin America, have sometimes said that after they finished with the world, they would do North America. So they've been doing this already, land grabs. Remember that one country that is all ran, I want to say like Guatemala or one of them countries, but they're all cryptocurrency, so they must have already done the land grab.
They're going to have a hard time grabbing out here.
Okay, have sometimes said that after they finish with the world, they do North America. This is a coup. The goal is to destroy the Constitution once and for all. If they succeed, the central bankers will have complete control. See, I disagree with her here. As Bank for International Settlements, BIS, General Manager Augustin Carstens has openly described, notice that the New York Fed continues to run the debt and make sure the payments flow, and the markets have not reacted in any dramatic way. That is because the smart money is comfortable with what is happening, and in fact has generally anticipated what is happening. The U.S. executive branch does not run the dollar system, and they can only do what they do if the central bankers continue to allow the payments to flow in and out. My recommendation, okay, now let me, before we listen to her recommendation, my assessment of what she's saying here, I can't really give a professional opinion on the land grab because I don't truly know about it. But what I do know and can substantially say is the part about the decentralization. This is where I think maybe she is misunderstanding but if she knows this much, I don't know how she cannot even mention in this entire article about decentralization. Because that's exactly what is happening. They're making the new internet, the new world, preparing for Elon's new app, the global ID, the mark of the beast, you know, in the decentralized metaverse world. Okay, now, so let's hear her recommendation. My recommendation to all of us is to bring as much transparency to this as quickly as possible and implement whatever is possible in your state to protect the Constitution and individual sovereignty. Oh! She is with them. She is with them. Bam, bam, bam. Thank you to that lady that sent me this article. I've always known and believed that she was with them, but she is a part of Freedom Force. But this is what they're going to do. Her recommendation is what they are going to do. Remember me telling you guys how they're going to do individual sovereignty of states. Remember, Papa? That is what she's suggesting. My suggestion is you need to protect the Constitution and do individual sovereignty. Do everything possible to protect the analog systems and cash and checks. See what the states can do. And from now on, as one brilliant ally suggests, I'm going to refer to Musk as President Musk to help the mega team understand what is happening. See, that is how they're going to try to get people. They want people, obviously, to come together in social justice to come against Musk. That's why she's wanting everybody to call President Musk, President Musk, to get the conservatives to think that this is a coup against Trump. What a farce, man. If the current effort is successful, our children and grandchildren will never know the blessings that we have known. Human civilization can stop, but only if we let it. Keep freedom in your prayers and remember that the bigger the breakdown, the bigger the breakthrough. May this year be endowed with grace and the miraculous shifts that the divine intelligence can bring. What a farce, divine intelligence. Okay, so let me tell you, she is working with them. That is, I'm telling you. Because this is what they want. Individual sovereignty. Okay, let's scroll over here and look at what she says. What can the states do to become individual sovereign states? So basically, they're trying to make it look like they're coming out from the control of technocrats. Musk type of people. What the states can do, building the legal and financial structure for financial freedom. A comprehensive resource for state legislators. Wow. Written by her. The
I'm going to go ahead and stop there on that because basically the rest of it, the whole point of that whole presentation is, First of all, I just want to say that I apologize for all that creaking noise. I just woke up. That's why my voice sounded so bad. But the creaking noise was this little table that I was using, this little deal. I didn't realize it would creak like that, so I do apologize about that. But the main point is that this group, the Freedom Forest group, has written instructions on how states can go to being sovereign. So how do they even get this far, for one thing? And I've told you guys before, you know, all the Freedom Forest ones on YouTube, they all left, a lot of the big players, you know, years ago, because they said that YouTube kicked them off. And then what did they do? They went off and started their own and pulled all of their people with them. And so now these other places that they pulled them to are going over to Web3. One of the first ones to go over to Web3, I might state. Some of them that they're pulling people over to, like BitChute and iConnect, is nothing but a data mining. I've been warning everybody for years, you know, but people are going to do what they're going to do type deal. But what she is saying to everyone is that President Trump is being taken over by Elon, and the evil technocrats out there, and so all of the good freedom-loving conservative people need to fight this. And they need to work with their states. This is more of that social justice agenda. You need to work with your states to become a sovereign state. Okay? All this is them splitting up territory and putting everything into this decentralized open border internet. Is really all it is. But they're honing in on making everybody sovereign nations because they have really honed this thing down to local communities. And what it is for the Noah Hyde laws justice, where they're going to have tribunals, where they're going to be executing people really fast. Remember, I interviewed that woman that said that they do this on tribal nations where they have these tribunals. It's like a 3-day tribunal, and then they're executed. And she's talking about the military tribunal. So she's talking about, so what they're doing in these, what they're wanting to do in individual areas is set it up so that it will be individual justice. So like, instead of everything trickling down from the federal government like we used to have for treason or whatever, everything will be done by your local people. So if you could picture this on the social credit score, remember I told you about my dream where the people confronted me at the mall And they said, you have been turned in for a hate crime. And here's all the people that turned you in. See, this is that social credit score. And then a screen pops up over their head with all of my hater list. And they make it public in front of everybody in the mall to see this woman is hated. These are all the people that are witnessing against her. Thus, we're going to arrest her and she will be eliminated, you know, type of deal. So that is the social credit score, where it's all about we the people. Notice that when President Trump spoke to Congress the other day, how they had the Democrats in there, which is such a farce, dressed in pink, with signs on their shirts saying, we the people, with signs telling him that he's lying, you know, which is all just such a farce. But they say we the people. They don't mean, you know, the way that we understood it from the Constitution. It does not mean that way anymore. It means the human-centered design, the circular economy type of deal. So anyways, now that you understand that, we are going to keep going. I haven't lost you yet, have I? Are y'all still with me, or have I went over your head? If I've went over your head, I will continue with the other parts at another time. But I would like to continue with listening to Christina Bede's words, next words, so that we can, you know, kind of hear how this thing is escalating. We're building a case this morning. All right, so let's go back to Christina Beadsworth to the next deal. Okay, the last word that we had you listen to from Christina Beadsworth was back on December 27th, where she was talking about what is coming in 2025. And now we're going to play, let's see here. I'm trying to see. It looks like I uploaded the same recording. Here, let's start with this one. Here we go.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. It's good to be back with you. Today is the 19th of February, 2025. Last time I shared with you about the two different portions that make up the tip of the spear. And that one portion doesn't cross into the promised land personally, and the other portion, the Joshua portion, does. And I just spoke of being quite content if the Lord should take me home if I've completed my task. But since I last spoke to you, the Lord has given me a lot more understanding of what he meant, and I'd like to share that with you up to what I have now received. But I just want to pray first. Father God, you are the source of all wisdom, the source of all understanding, the source of all counsel. I just submit myself to you now. And Father, I pray that you give me the power to coherently communicate that which you've shared with me, that I share it in a way that is easy to understand, that it would not just be information, but that there would be impartation, Father.
Okay, let me pause there, because the other one was the one I was thinking of. Okay, it looked different. Let's go back to that one. Hold on just a moment here. All right, here we go.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. It's good to be back with you again. And this is going to be a short podcast. I am not going to release a transcript of this podcast. So right at the outset, press pause, grab a pencil and paper in case you want to write down anything that I mention. First of all, I've had a number of emails asking me if I have a copy of the early barley calendar because people can't find one online. Well, that's because there isn't one, because the dates of the early barley calendar are determined according to the sighting of the new moon and the first month of Aviv is determined by the ripeness of the barley, and that can only be done in the 12th month of the Hebrew calendar, Adar, right at the end of it or at the beginning of the next month, which I will explain. So what I do is I take a Gregorian calendar, one of those wall calendars with the pretty photos above it, and as the new moon is sighted for the next month, I write on my Gregorian calendar what the date will be in the early barley calendar. Once the new moon is sighted, the first day of the next Hebrew month begins that evening. Then it is easy to fill in all the other dates of that particular month. With the month of Aviv, which is the first month of the year, or some people call it Nisan, the readiness of the barley also helps to determine that. So that's what I'm going to be sharing with you now. So there is no formatted for years ahead early barley calendar. It is done according to the seasons and the agriculture of the land of Israel. The early calendar that God gave his people was an agricultural calendar, which was affected by the weather, the seasons, the amount of rain, the amount of sun, that determined when the crops ripened. This is why I actually moved from the Hillel calendar, which is set for years and years in advance, doesn't take into account the actual human sighting of the new moon at all. Okay, so for those wondering about the sighting of the Aviv barley in Israel, which was needed for the first fruits Passover offering, up to this moment, on the 27th of February, there has been no Aviv wild barley found in sufficient quantities. Today is the 28th of Adar in the early barley calendar. So there has been no barley in the right stage found in sufficient quantities to make a Passover offering by the end of this 12th month. Becca Biderman of Ancient Path New Moon, who I connect with to find out what's going on in Israel because she lives there, says she will keep looking until the 10th of the next lunar month. So for those on the early barley calendar, if no Aviv barley to make up an Omer of barley is sighted, it means that a 13th month, Adar Bet, is added to the calendar. This is often referred to as a pregnant month, and it forms a kind of holding pattern while the barley crop matures. And obviously the maturing of the barley is controlled by God, who determines the weather. For the end time remnant, this can mean God's grace in allowing and providing an extra period of time to get ready for crossing over into a new season. It's a form of holding pattern, if you will. Yesterday, I heard the word consolidate. This means to bring together into one whole, to make firm and undivided. A sort of tidying up and bringing order to anything that's scattered, whether it be your focus, your belief system, your end time stores, or anything else the Holy Spirit puts his finger on. Remember we talked about moving from the Moses era to the Joshua era. Well, once the 30 days of mourning for Moses was over, God himself gave Joshua instructions, which sound a lot like consolidate. In Joshua 1 verse 7, God says, "You be strong and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall deal wisely and have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and very courageous? Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So God is saying to Joshua, consolidate your thoughts upon the word that I have already given you, the written word. Consolidate your actions to align with the instructions in it, and let the word of God be in your mouth continually. Meditate on it day and night. In other words,
all right, that's not the one I was looking for. Let's go to the next one. Please forgive me. It is the one we started. Here we go.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. It's good to be back with you. Today is the 19th of February, 2025. Last time I shared with you about the two different portions that make up the tip of the spear, and that one portion doesn't cross into the promised land. Personally, and the other portion, the Joshua portion, does. And I just spoke of being quite content if the Lord should take me home if I've completed my task. But since I last spoke to you, the Lord has given me a lot more understanding of what He meant, and I'd like to share that with you up to what I have now received. But I just want to pray first. Father God, you are the source of all wisdom, the source of all understanding, the source of all counsel. I just submit myself to you now, and Father, I pray that you give me the power to coherently communicate that which you've shared with me, that I share it in a way that is easy to understand. That it would not just be information, but that there would be impartation, Father, for those who hear. And that they would not only hear what the Spirit is saying, but that they would listen to what the Spirit is saying and apply it in their own lives, Father. I thank you, God, for the privilege of being your bondservants. And so I just want to give you all the glory now for anything that is established in the earth because of the sharing of this message. In Jesus' name, amen. So as I said, the Lord has given me more understanding. An interesting thing I first want to share is that on the day I shared the last message, I discovered was the exact day in the early Bali calendar when Moses passed away. That exact day in the early Bali calendar was the day Moses handed the baton over to Joshua, went up onto Mount Pisgah, and he was shown the promised land and he died there. So that is no coincidence. It's actually a confirmation from the Lord that we are tracking with the Spirit and keeping in step with the Spirit as we explore these things. Following Moses' death on the 7th of Adar, there was 30 days of mourning. And then the people of God crossed over into the promised land on the 10th of Aviv. After 3 days of preparation, when the days of mourning were ended, they were then ready to cross over the Jordan. And that day, the 7th of Adar, was also Moses' birthday. This is why he said in Deuteronomy 31, verse 2, today I am 120 years old. So Moses died on the day in the calendar in which he was born, 120 years later. How absolutely astonishing. So I want to now begin to share what the Lord said to me. He showed me that fresh oil releases in its present form is the Moses that has led the remnant company thus far to the border and the edge of the promised land of our inheritance. And so there is big change coming. Many years ago, probably more than 20 now, I was spending time with the Lord, and I saw a vision of angels filing out of a room, and they each carried a big treasure box or jewelry box. And when one of them was opened, inside was a folded up garment. And then the Lord also took large crystal shaped things, I don't know exactly what they were made of, but he pushed one up into my hand and up my forearm so that they could not be seen. And I said, Lord, what are you doing? And he said, it is an anointing that is preserved and set aside for many years hence. And at the time I release it, it will begin to flow out of your hands. So that was very interesting. And the Lord reminded me of that when he was speaking to me about fresh oil releases being the Moses that had brought the people thus far. So I said to the Lord, well, what now, Lord? What must I do now? And he said, lay fresh oil releases down. Go up into the cleft of the rock, which is what Pisgah means, and let fresh oil releases in its present form die there. But before you do, let the Moses in you impart virtue or anointing to the Joshua in you. I thought, how strange. There's a Moses in me and there's a Joshua in me. I said, Lord, I'm not really understanding what you're saying. He said, awaken the dread champion inside you. Lay hands upon yourself and call forth Joshua in you. And anoint yourself with agar wood oil. Now, for those who've been with me for more than a year, you will know that I shared a message on the essential oil, agar wood, or it's called in the Bible aloe wood, or eagle wood is another name of it. That was in a message called Dead Men Walking that was shared in June 2024. So you can go and scroll back on the podcast main page to listen to that message, or you can go to my website and download the zip file of transcripts from June 2024. And I'm going to share a little bit later the most amazing way in which the Lord connects things and ties up words he's spoken in previous season with current words he's speaking. So he told me to lay hands on myself and call forth the Joshua in me, and to use aloe wood essential oil, or it's also called agar wood. Then he took me to Deuteronomy 31 verse 14, and it says this: call Joshua and present yourselves at the tent of meeting, that I may give him his charge. And both Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves at the tent of meeting, and the Lord appeared in a pillar of cloud. And I knew that the Lord was telling me to present myself before him, both the Moses in me and the Joshua in me, because the Lord wanted to charge or give an assignment to the Joshua in me. Then it says in chapter 31 verse 7 and 8, Moses charged.
I'm going to stop here because this is a 60-minute one. You can listen to it later. But I do want to remind you that that is what God had me do last November. The exact same thing. Where it's laying down We Are the Bride Ministries, laying down the vision that I had for 12 years. And praise God for what he did in that ministry for 12 years. You know, that's what went to the White House and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, studied in London and all that. That was a Moses deal. And this deal with Joshua is me training you guys in the Bible college and, you know, getting you guys ready to take the land. Basically, that's the way I see that. But I do want to encourage you that the first other recordings that I showed you this morning about the political aspect of all this, with, you know, the fake war that's going on between, and I do believe it's fake, between the Freedom Force and the technocrats. Y'all needed to know about this because they're going to try to woo you over. And you will know that it's a ploy to push everybody into one basic place. And that place is the decentralized world. This is the world of the global ID and the out of, you know, Web 2 into Web 3, where they can do everything now based upon their globalist agenda. But you have to have the jab to get over there. And, you know, these people that are saying that they support RFK Jr. is such a farce, because he's up there now, you know, he's the big wig now, and he's caved. He told them he is not against the vaccine. So you're not going to see anybody on Trump's cabinet, anybody that is in America First agenda would be anti-vaccine. None. Zilch. You may see them say, oh, I'm against making it mandatory. You know why? Because in 2020, when they rolled that thing out, the one question you did not see asked in the press corps, which I couldn't believe it, was, is this going to be mandatory? Do you know the reason that question was not asked for 9 months? The reason it was not is because I wasn't in there. And I'm not saying this bragging, but I was still on the press corps, but they required me to have the vaccine to enter. I'm not doing it. That's the reason I did not go to the White House in 2020. So I don't want to hear anything from anybody about it. You know, but that's the one question that did not come forth. Well, now here in the end, I did go back. When they lifted that restriction, I did go back in a couple of times. But I only go up there when God tells me to. I hope he never asks me again. I'm telling you that. Because I hope to never go under this president, you know. But anyway, the point is that they didn't ask that question for a reason. And it's because they're saying that, you know, the federal government's not going to make it mandatory because too many people would catch on. If they would have made it mandatory, the church wouldn't have took it. If persecution would have came publicly where it went to the media and all that, people would have backed off. Everything was done by design, and it was done deceptively. What they did is they had the techo people do it. The companies made it mandatory, didn't they? Why did they have them do it? Because they got the Christians where it counted. Oh, you won't be able to travel if you don't get it. You won't be able to have a job if you don't get it. You're going to lose this. You're going to lose that. That's how they got them, was their lust. They couldn't say no. They couldn't believe that God would be that much, really. And so that's how they got him. Well, in the end, guess what? That's the very people in there with Trump now, the very ones. So, yeah, they're not going to make it mandatory as far as the federal government. They're going to make it mandatory from these companies. If you want a benefit, if you want a credit card, if you want a payment every month, then you have to cross on over, sucker. That's how they're doing it. And so the social credit score, that is going to be done by the technocrats, you know, where they are telling people, you know, in order for you to comply, you're going to have to go along with the public. Let me tell you something. I had a woman one time who I believe was a witch. But she told me, she goes, I had a dream about you. That you're gonna have all of your old supporters are going to come to your house and they're going to protest you. No, your office. And they're going to protest you. And I saw a mob of them and, you know, yada, yada. And she said, we had to hide you in caves. And I saw you writing books down in caves. And us handing your book up through the cave hole. And I thought to myself, in the name of Jesus, I am not going to spend my last days in a cave. I do not see myself, you know, I mean, the will of the Lord be done, but I think about the social credit score. I mean, now the thing is coming closer. You know, if you ever watch that show called The Enemy of the State, how many of you ever watched that show? That it was Wisdom of the Crowd. That's it. Wisdom of the Crowd. And this is where they could take a person and they could turn the entire world against that person in 5 minutes. And everybody within that person's influence, like if you're on Facebook, all of your friends would be notified instantly. Bam, bam, bam. All your friends on social media would be notified instantly that you are an enemy of the state. And you know, they would go to your house and they would turn you in. They'd pull their cameras out. And the whole world would be against you because you're now an enemy. That's kind of where the social credit score is going. You know, it's the public opinion. It's the populist ideals, you know, type of deal. But I wanted to bring you this morning just so you guys can be aware of this so-called battle going on and how it is a farce. I really believe that. I believe they're all working together. And so that's really all I have for you this morning. I hope that I helped you guys to have your eyes open and encourage you this morning. That I was reading in the book of Proverbs this morning. I don't remember what chapter. But it talked about, you know, blessed are those that are warned and they're able to hide. That's what it says in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs. Let me see if I can, hold on. Blessed are those that... Proverbs 22. Okay. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keeps going and suffers for it. Ah! This refers to somebody who is wise and can recognize potential problems and threats coming their way. actively avoiding danger by taking necessary precautions or actions to protect yourself. The simple keep going and suffer means this describes someone who is naive and lacks foresight. Continuing on a path despite obvious warning signs, ultimately leading to negative consequences. The proverb essentially says that those who are wise enough to heed warnings and take action to protect themselves are blessed, compared to those who ignore danger and face the negative results. There you go. So, Denise says, New King James Version, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, well, guys, I hate to tell you this, but I'm not going to be able to open the lines today, so please forgive me. I have a lot to do. I have the Bible study at 1, and then we have the Freedom, not the Freedom Forest, but the Fireside Chat tonight at 6. So I will talk to you guys.